From Storyflow,
this is your daily audio brief. It's CEO, August 15th Tech Roundup 5 Stories, here's number 1.
Let's get into it.
First from CNET News,
Frozen 3 trailer reveals Anna's royal wedding and a new icy magic.
Anna and Elsa appear to be heading through a portal into a world of icy crystal butterflies next year, according to the first trailer for the third installment in the Juggernaut Frozen franchise.
Unveiled during Disney's biennial fan convention D23 in Anaheim on Friday night, the Frozen 3 trailer was presented by Idina Menzel and Kristen Bell.
Frozen 3 is set far from Arendelle in a frozen land more wild and dangerous, Menzel said.
The trailer opens with a shot of the Northern Lights, where a snowflake falls and turns into a butterfly that flies to Arendelle Castle.
Next, second from SiliconANGLE, did Nvidia's Jensen Huang just make the AI build-out too big to fail? Nvidia Corp is no longer just selling technology. It is helping create a financial asset class around artificial intelligence compute. In our last breaking analysis, we argued that AI can be technologically transformative and still produce a capital bubble.
Our thesis was simply that the bubble pops if deployable supply grows faster than monetizable demand. The post did Nvidia's Jensen Huang just make their AI build out too big to fail.
Appeared first on SiliconANGLE.
Up next,
third from Gizmodo.
The first trailer for Ahsoka Season 2 is finally here.
New seasons of television don't usually take over 3 years to reach our eyeballs, but most new seasons of television aren't Star Wars.
And specifically, they aren't a Star Wars show created and run by the head of the company.
But that's exactly what Ahsoka is, and now finally, after an almost 3 year wait, we have our first official look at Season 2. Season 2 of Ahsoka will debut January 20, 2027, and at Disney's D23 event, Lucasfilm president and Ahsoka creator Dave Filoni presented the first look at the show.
And then, fourth from CNET News,
The Incredibles 3 confirmed as Disney kicks off D23 Entertainment Showcase.
The superhero Parr family is coming back with The Incredibles 3 confirmed during the Disney Entertainment Showcase on Friday night during the biennial fan convention D23 in Anaheim.
Pixar's Pete Docter took to the stage to celebrate the 40th anniversary of Pixar, hinting at what's to come in the third installment of The Incredibles franchise.
The Superhero League is being launched in The Incredibles 3 now that superheroes are legal again, as of the end of the second movie.
And the third movie will feature the Parr kids as the pivotal characters, Docter said.
Next,
fifth from Gizmodo.
Disney wants you to behold the first Vision Quest trailer.
5 years ago, Paul Bettany's Vision bow fully died and flew off to an unknown future at the end of WandaVision.
Now here's Vision Quest coming to D23 to show us what awaits the white android now that he's on his own. With memories of his former life now restored, Vision struggling to care about them on an emotional level like he should. What he can do while living on his own is hallucinate and simulate human personifications of our characters from the MCU's past, like EDITH,
Emily Hampshire, FRIDAY,
Ola Brady, and even his father, Ultron James Spader.
Up next,
six from MT's Life.
8/14 Cursor Space XAI.
SpaceX AI just sealed a $60 billion deal to buy Cursor, the AI coding startup that grew from a modest MIT project into a $6 billion ARR contender.
The purchase was the only way to keep Cursor's team and its composer model in-house. The alternative was a $10 billion breakup fee that would have left both companies scrambling for talent.
After an $8 million seed round and a $60 million Series A, it vaulted from $1 million to $100 million ARR in a year, then hit $1 billion the next year. XAI, founded by Musk after his split from OpenAI, build massive models that fell behind OpenAI and Anthropic.
Cursor started in 2022 as Enisphere, first trying CAD tools before pivoting to a VS Code style editor tuned for large language models. By early 2026, most of its founding team had left, so Musk turned to Cursor's engineers to rebuild the model pipeline.
Since the acquisition,
Cursor's Composer 2.5 has matched frontier performance at lower cost, and XAI's Grok 4.6 now sits just behind the top three models.
Musk says a 10 trillion parameter Grok is already in training.
And then, seventh from Apijay Vayuru, Claude is adding invisible watermarks to AI text. Here's what you should do now.
Claude is now slipping an invisible watermark into any text it generates on models launched after early August 2026.
Because the watermark lies in the word selection itself, it survives copy and paste, basic formatting changes, and even a few edits, but a thorough rewrite, heavy paraphrase, or translation can dilute the signal enough that detectors won't pick it up, and Anthropic hasn't released the exact detectee
on algorithm yet,
so anyone claiming to know the precise method is guessing.
The mark isn't a visible tag, it's a subtle bias in the token-by-token choices that leaves a statistical pattern across the whole passage. What we do know is that the watermark is meant to be harmless. Anthropic says it doesn't alter meaning, readability, or quality, and Google's own research on a similar system found no noticeable drop in user satisfaction.
Still, the watermark alone can't prove who wrote the original ideas. It only indicates that Claude touched the text at some point, whether for proofreading, translation, or summarizing.
Because the detector isn't public, employers or schools can't reliably use the watermark as proof of cheating right now.
The real takeaway is to treat Claude as an editor rather than a full draft writer. K
keep version histories, notes, and source links so you can demonstrate the evolution of your work.
If you want to stay clear of any ambiguity, ask Claude to point out factual checks, unclear sentences, repeats, and grammar issues without rewriting the passage, then make the final tweaks yourself. In short, the watermark is a technical response to EU transparency rules, not a secret or written flag.
It survives light editing, but can be stripped by substantial reworking.
Focus on maintaining a clear audit trail of your drafts and use the OAuth as a tool that you control rather than a black box author.
That's the safest way to keep your work both authentic and compliant. Next, 8th from the Register, Anthropic says text watermarking scheme relies on inconsequential words. In an effort to watermark text that Claude has generated and comply with the EURI Act, Anthropic unveiled a plan on Friday to modify its bot's choice of words in a way that would be detectable as AI. Traditional watermarks are patterns or images overlaid on currency, postage, or official documents as an assertion of authenticity. In the digital realm, the term is more flexible and can refer to a variety of techniques for applying an identifier to electronic data.
Up next,
9th from XDAA developers.
Windows 11 can now run Linux containers without Docker, and I tested if WSL containers could actually replace it.
So I've been experimenting with WSL containers, and it's been a wild ride.
They are basically allowing Windows 11 to run Linux containers natively without needing Docker. I've been using Docker Desktop for years, but it's always felt like a workaround. Now Microsoft is giving us a native solution that's actually pretty seamless. The way it works is you can create a container in WSL and then run it directly on Windows without needing to spin up a whole new environment. It's like having the best of both worlds, the flexibility of Linux containers and the convenience of running them on Windows.
I've been testing it out and it's been surprisingly robust. I've been able to run all my usual containers from LAMP stacks to Node.js apps and they're all working as expected.
The performance is also really good, which is a relief.
I was worried that running Linux containers on Windows would be a bottleneck, but it's actually been pretty snappy.
One thing that's still a bit rough around the edges is the integration with Windows.
Sometimes it feels like WSL containers is still a separate entity from the rest of Windows, and that can make things a bit confusing.
But overall, I'm really impressed with how far Microsoft has come. This could be a game changer for people who run mixed environments like me. That's it for today. Tomorrow morning, whatever the night brings.
Stay curious.
Want this every morning?
It's free. Set up your own feed at storyflow.com.